anybody comes up to you ever and says, Metal Guru, is it you? What would your answer be? Don't answer that question right now because I think we'll probably get put off the air. That's Metal Guru, and it comes from T-Rex at number 14 on the Fab 40, going down this week from last week's number 8. Super record, that one. Hey, listen, my hit pick this week is by a group called Pop. They're not Corp anything. They're called Humble Pie. And the song that is my hit pick is a thing called Hot and Nasty, which a lot of people have said describes me. Still, never mind. I ignore that insult. The single is taken from an album. The album is called Smokin', and it's a terrific album. It really is incredibly good. And there's a track of it called You're So Good to Me, which is written by Greg Ridley and Steve Marriott. And it's nice and quiet to start with, then gets into it a little afterwards without getting uptight, and it's lovely. Here it is. Marriott, Clem Clemson, Greg Ridley, and Jerry Shirley make up Humble Pie from their latest album, Smoking. And that's a great record written by Greg and Steve, and it's called You're So Good to Me, but they don't sing that on the song. They sing You're So Good for Me. Never mind, there's lots of groups that do that, isn't there? 25 minutes past 12, and this is 21 on the Fab 40 this week from the Chai Lights. Number one in the United States at the moment. It's called Oh Girl. And it's a plaintive melody.
I'd be in trouble if you left me now, 'cause I don't know where to look for love. I just don't know how. Oh, girl,
That's beautiful, isn't it? That's called Oh Girl, and it comes from the Chi-Lites. A very sad song. Actually, it's not bad. It's because he hasn't broken up with her. He's just saying, I don't know what would happen if you ever went away, or something like that. Ah, that's lovely, isn't it? Yes. Take us up to New Time with Terry Davis. I believe this was recorded by Kenny Everett at one point. Harry Nilsson, the song called Together, which is the nicest way to be. If you're not, then my commiserations on this Saturday morning.
Love was started as easy to measure. Each day was a pleasure. Each night an adventure. Each morning was something that had to be shared together. Love was growing and full of surprises. The temperature rises from higher to higher. Then turns into fire that has to be shared together.
Headline news. The Middle East. The Lebanese president has denied reports that three Japanese gunmen took part in the Tel Aviv airport massacre. Northern Ireland. Three soldiers have been killed in County Fermanagh. They were caught when a booby-trapped mine exploded. Two other soldiers were injured. In Belfast, troops have found £600 worth of jellignite during a search in a derelict house. The provisional wing of the IRA has issued a statement saying that it will fight on in the decisive struggle for Irish freedom. The statement was issued to dispel speculation about a possible truce. England. More than 30,000 people have filed past the body of the Duke of Windsor, lying in state at St George's Chapel. The body will remain in the chapel until the funeral on Monday. Wellington. The New Zealand government has to ask France to postpone its nuclear test in the Pacific until after the United Nations Conference on the Environment in Stockholm at the end of the month. This is Terry Davis, RNI Headline News.
Should have told me when it all began. You should have told me long ago. Someday I know you're gonna find just one mistake is not enough to change my mind. What now is now, and I'll forget what happened then. I know it all, and we can still begin again. Doubting faces made you go. It's only mine that matters now. and show them all you're not afraid. What now is now, and I'll forget what happened then. I know it all, and we can still begin again. Now that you know how much I understand, you have no reason to be gone. And if you feel at all like me, just let me know, I'll make it like it used to be. What now is now, and I'll forget what happened then. I know it all, and we can still begin again. What now is now, and I'll forget.
My thanks to Terry Davis for the news there at 12:30. That's Frank Sinatra from an album called Frank Sinatra's Greatest Hits Volume 3, which contains most of Volume 1 and 2 as well. Still, never mind, we won't complain about that too much. But that was a song called What Now Is Now. It comes from an album, actually, that was released in 1970 called Watertown, A Love Story, which was written by Bob Gaudio, who's the producer of the Four Seasons, and he also produced the Watertown album, and also by Jake Holmes, who are regular listeners of Tony Allen will know is one of my favourite artists. If you remember, So Close, that was it, So Close, and So Far to Go, which were two songs which I played to death last year, and I've been playing this year as well. That's gorgeous, and the whole album is lovely. I've got the album in the studio, actually, with me, the Sinatra Watertown album. If I get a chance, I'll play a little bit more off it later than 3:00. Don't forget, at 3:00 this morning, Rob Eden, going right through till 6:00, and something special, which I'll be telling you about after this record, which is Super Sister, a great track. It's all about radio, funny enough. It's things to write a song about. You're with Tony Allen on a Saturday morning from Radio Nancy International. Hope you're having fun wherever you are in Europe. Stay with us, we've got some good music right through the night.
Turn it on and go. right from the top, she just liked the music. In fact, it frightened her. Just until the complete and desperate feeling of overwhelmed her made her realize that she wasn't like this cool girl she'd seen in the magazine. That was their relief. A long-hidden feeling inside first house and messing up her clothes and filling her pants with the substance of a custom supplier. She made a lovely mug of the whole commercial thing.
That's Super Sister. A song called Radio at 20 minutes to 1. I want to say good morning to Elsa, although I don't think she'll be listening at the moment, who sings a bit on the end of those. Listen very carefully. That's Elsa doing her thing there. Ha, lovely record, that one. Suits this. Mr. Tony Joe White to sing for you.
I was a man down in the north when I woke up this morning. And to tell y'all the truth, I was feeling kind of bad myself. I woke out on the porch and the city was calling. It's a such a few days that I wish I could have stayed in, baby. The trees all calling, and the rain started falling down. There's still a moon. I looked at the dirty road, Lord, and the water was brown. I seen the rain up on the water, and the little man down. Daddy said, go on, man, get your things together. Cause on that river down, overcoated things will be. I picked up my staff and cool down. And we're all headed out for the high ground. Away from that river cold.
Tony Joe White, Birth River Road, from his new album, The Train I'm On. That's a guy people should get more into, I tell you. He's incredible, that lad. Some stuff he turns out is absolutely fantastic. Look, I'm sorry. I forgot all about... I told you I was going to tell you all about the Rob Eden program this morning between 3 and 6, and I forgot all about it. Well, I'm going to apologize, but, you know, I mean, one forgets these things. I mean, when you get to my age, you do that. You forget things all the time. I think it's called senility. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you about it at all, because Robbie's here to do it himself.
A In June 1967, one of the best LPs of this decade was released. Interest was provoked not only because the LP was made by four hairy young boys from Liverpool, but because people had never heard anything like it before. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was a turning point, not only for the Beatles, but also for the whole of the entertainment business. This morning between 3 and 6, you can hear in full the Beatles and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You can relive and capture memories from what must be the most enthralling and challenging year since the beginning of popular music and the gramophone record. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, this morning from 3 until 6.
I remember 1967 when I used to play that record. Ryan McKenzie and I worked on the same station at the time, and it was an incredible year, and it was just one of those things, and it doesn't seem like 5 years ago that that was released. 5 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper was released. I am getting on, aren't I? Never mind, never mind. Age comes to us all. This is number 19, the Tremolos, and I like it that way.
If you're gonna feel my woman, please make me quick and painless. I know what you thought I couldn't. Stay just to hear you confess. I like it that way. I like it that way. Yeah, I like it that way. I like it that way. Well, maybe you fool, but I like it that way. If you're gonna take my money, take all you need and then go. You may be making it funny, but I really don't want.
Fabulous record, absolutely fabulous record from the Tremolos there, and it's called I Like It That Way. Is that a clarinet in the middle that's twiddling on there going dee, 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 dee? I think it is a clarinet. I'm not quite sure. Davis, Mr. Davis, if you're listening upstairs, please come and tell me, because you'll know. I don't think it is, but I can't remember for the life of me what the name of that instrument's called. Still, never mind. One forgets these things. Back to that again, are we? 12 minutes to 1 o'clock, and this is a great new record. This is Robbie's hit pick this week on R&I, and it's the new one from Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's called Someday Never Comes.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why. Oh, there were many things I didn't know. And Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand, saying someday you'll understand. Many things I
sorry about that feedback. That was me turning my headphones up. I turn them down pretty quickly as well, I can tell you. Rod Eden Sitwick this week, chart bound on R&R, and that's called Someday Never Come. Comes from the Creedence Clearwater Revival, called CCR. We're still going and still churning out great records. 9 minutes, I said 9 minutes to one, didn't I? Never mind. Chicory Tip, that's what I said I was going to play at the beginning of the program, and I'm going to from their LP, Son of the Father. Son of my father, get it right. And I'd like to thank Gwen Dale for her last epistle, which she sent to me, which ran to about 8 or 9 pages. Thanks, my darling. And I've got to pass on a message to the lead singer of Chicory Tip, whose name is Pete Hewson. And Pete, if you're listening, you'll probably know Gwen quite well, because she's a very, very big, dedicated fan. Like, she's probably number one Chicory Tip fan in the whole world. And she says the message is in the song. And the song is, I Couldn't Spend Another Day Without You. The most exciting group since the Beatles, I think, anyway, and that's called I Couldn't Spend Another Day Without You. Comes from their album Son of My Father. And incidentally, the single Son of My Father this week is number 4 in Belgium in the national chart, and in France in the... Start again. Number 4 in Belgium this week, that's it, and number 9 in France. That's what you said in the first place. Good. I'm glad you got that sorted out. And, of course, they're in our chart with their new record at number 6 with What's Your Name, which we'll be playing later in the programme. 1:05, I got myself in the right twist there, didn't I? Never mind. This is number 9 on the Fab Four this week, the lovely Dinah Ross. And doobie doop and doobie, doobie doop and doobie, doobie doop doo. Gorgeous song, this one. Heaven must have sent you someone to love. Oh, Absolutely gorgeous, isn't she? That's Diana Ross in the latest number, number 9 on the Fab Four this week, and a great number. It's called Doobie Doop and Doobie, Doobie Doop and Doobie, Doobie Doop Doo. Take us out to the weather at the top of the arch. Remember this from just a couple of months back, the sound of CCS with Alexis Corner and Brother. No, I've forgotten it as well. About 2 months ago. Song from 1972. Time is now 2 minutes past one.